Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always such a joy to come together with fellow believers, maybe even those that don't believe yet, to study your Word, to find out about you, to find out about your Son Jesus, to learn of your ways. And Lord, today as we study this book of Galatians once again, I pray that you will renew in our minds thoughts that we've had before, but also give us new thoughts that are according to your kingdom and your ways. Lead us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, we pray, and then empower us to live according to those ways as well. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Days, Months, Times, and Years, and is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 10. Paul the Apostle has wondered how the church members in Galatia could return to the regimented ways of the traditions and laws of God once they have tasted the grace of God. He knows that Judaizers have come in with pernicious doctrine that has thwarted some from their simple faith in Jesus' substitutionary work on the cross. However, Paul cannot believe that they would follow these teachers. Paul referred to these formal works as the weak and beggarly elements, and in chapter 4 and verse 10 of the book of Galatians, he specifies what some of these elements are. He wrote, "You observe days and months and times and years." In the Jewish law, there were certain holy days, holy months, holy times, and holy years. God himself appointed these days as special to the tribe of Israel during Moses' day. The people of Israel were to follow the tradition of Passover, the Sabbath day, the new moons, the feast of the Passover, feast of the tabernacle, and other feast times. If they did not keep them, according to the law, they were to be ostracized and rejected in a form of damnation. Today, we might deem Christmas and Easter as those kind of days. Paul's contention was that they were observing these days only because these law promoters were telling them to observe them. Remember, the Galatians were Gentiles, and they were not used to keeping these holy days. Jesus was the fulfillment of the holy days, months, times, and years, as they all pointed to him. Once Jesus arrived on the scene, kept the law of God perfectly, and died on the cross as a fulfillment of the punishment of sin, there was no need for these days to be kept. Jesus is our Sabbath, and Jesus is our Passover. Jesus is the reason for the new moons and other feasts. And when we align ourselves with him by trusting in, relying upon, and clinging to him, we have all the times and observances completed in full. Paul's idea here is not that holy days are not important. They are. However, we are not to worship the holy days and times, but rather worship Jesus, who fulfilled all these days, months, times, and years. When we think about it long enough, we will realize the blessedness we have when we simply have faith in Jesus Christ. By his grace, all these other things are accomplished. Next time, Paul will show his concern over working in vain. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,